Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
Welcome to the Mosh Pit.
Your host, Wes Everett, his partner, AJ Green, and we are here with Septarian out of Opelika, Alabama.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Is it cold?
It's actually cold in Alabama, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Rare thing, huh?
Yeah.
So, you want to kick it off?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
So, guys, when did you all start playing music, and how did you know that you wanted to do it for a living?
For a living.
I wish we were doing it for a living.
For real.
We haven't quite accomplished it yet. That's, hell,
I'm old enough to be almost a retired musician, so I've been playing guitar in bands for well over 20 years now.
And I'm the drummer's daughter, so that's kind of how that happened. I've been a musician for as long as I can remember, and we all just decided, well, why don't you try this and see if you're any good? If you suck, it'll be okay. So I tried, and it didn't suck.
Not bad.
The drummer and I and the keyboard player have, throughout the years, been in various projects together for quite some time now. And just the natural progression of things took us to where we are now.
Yeah.
Very cool. That was me. My bad.
Oh, okay.
So how did your band come together as Septarian? How did you guys, you know, get together?
Well, we, the drummer and I and the bass player, were in a band called Double Barrel Democracy. And for various reasons, that fell apart. But we stayed together, and with the introduction of some new members, decided we should just change the name of the band because it wasn't quite the same band, and we were taking material in a new direction. So we decided it's time for a name change.
So what does Septarian mean to you?
It's we picked the name because we were looking for a one-word name, and they're very, very hard to come up with one that's not taken already. Yeah. And it's in its most basic form, most basic definition, it's a septarian, a conglomeration of various minerals or rocks and ores or metals. So rock and metal conglomeration sounded great to me. I like it.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Absolutely.
So, and then if you guys would just tell me, how many instruments do you all play?
As in the band or period?
Period.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I myself, I'm one of the guitar players, and I pretty much just play guitar and dabbling harmonica, but not in the band. Anybody else?
Guitar and keyboard. Yeah. Some piano. I did that in music school a little bit. Mostly bass guitar. I'm probably better at trombone than anything, honestly. I play a mean bongo, I hear.
All right.
Nice. Keyboard player.
Guitar.
Keyboard.
Ashley.
Hello.
Guitar.
Yeah. I'm the other guitar player.
I play guitar for a couple of years, and I mostly just sing now. So.
Nice.
Cool. So, did you have any vocal lessons for your screaming, or any of that? Because, just curious.
Other than Josh and my dad, Kenneth, saying, do better. No.
Those eyes.
Oh, no. It was less of a do better. And then I look over at my dad, he's the drummer, like I said, and he's giving me the you suck face.
The old stink eye.
Do better face. And I'm like, oh, God, not the face. I'm going to shut up now. No, it's my vocal training.
Right. Would you ever, I don't know, just for giggles, would you ever take vocal lessons if you were offered them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would do it, but there's not anybody in my area that really, truly understands the need for me to do both styles, which is the clean and monster vocals, as we like to call them, and a lot of slack for it. Oh, you're going to damage your throat. You're going to have surgery. And I'm like, no, man. That just tells me you don't know what you're talking about. There's a right way and wrong way to do it. So
right.
If I find somebody that knows to teach both ways, I'll definitely absolutely take lessons.
Mm-hmm. Because there's some people who think that lessons will dull your natural talent. I said, there are some people who believe that if you take lessons, it dulls your natural talent. That's why I was asking.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, I don't disagree that lessons would only help me. I don't think it would hurt. As a matter of fact, I'd watch, I don't know, hundreds of self-help videos on YouTube. My favorite one is Voice Hacks, and I love her. She makes it very easy to understand. It gives imagery, and then there's another one. My last name is Cross.
I've watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of those things too. I watch mostly art. So I just feel like the University of YouTube is a great tool.
I agree. I think I've all taken lessons at the University of YouTube.
Yeah.
Our drummer.
I'm the king of the YouTube. I got multiple degrees. Yeah, exactly.
What goes into your inspiration for writing your songs?
That's a good question. It could be many things. I mean, for me personally, it could be, so I don't know really, if something has me in a certain mood, and if I can play on something and it gets me past the mood, that's cool. But most of the time, really, it's just start riffing or hear a song and hear an idea in my head. Or man, sometimes I'll even
keyboard player
can lead a whole new direction.
Around it. Yeah.
I can't really say I can't really pinpoint a specific inspiration because I can really, I personally can be inspired by a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Porn.
Really?
Hey, well, there's that.
Oh, dirty old man.
If you could collaborate with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, man.
Collaborate with anyone, dead or alive. Man.
Chuck Schuldner.
Yes, absolutely, Chuck Schuldner. Man. Who will?
I know, it makes you think, doesn't it?
Of course, Stravinsky.
If I could go back in time to around 85 or 86, I'd say James Hetfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, I'll go with those two for now. Chuck Schuldner and James Hetfield have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Anybody else? Like I said, I'm with him on Chuck.
I do like to sing a lot of vocal harmony, so it would have been cool to actually get together with Lane Staley a little bit.
Yeah.
So, this kind of plays off of that. If you could collaborate with anybody from any other type of genre and make that music sound like your own, who would it be?
Man, that's a good one.
I like these questions.
I could probably dig with Waylon Jennings. Would have been cool for me.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah.
Dude, if you could collab with Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and the Big Bopper, throw in a little bit of Jerry Lee Lewis. That would be a good. That'd be a fun time.
That'd be a fun time.
Which I wrote Mental Revenge with Waylon.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Now, you guys got a... Do I?
Trying to hear me? I said Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
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 You guys have a show coming up.
Did have a show coming up. They can cancel it.
No, yeah. Really? No.
Did they cancel it because of COVID?
Was it COVID?
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I swear to God, Rona takes everything fun away.
Yeah, I know. Okay, well, we'll skip that question. We'll go with this one then. What are some of your favorite venues to play? Because we know you've played the Furnace and a couple other ones here in Atlanta. Well, what are some of your favorite ones, especially close to home over in Opelika?
There are none. There are none.
Close as we can get Columbus.
And not for
our stuff. Yeah, it's pretty dried up anywhere that you would consider pure local. We have to travel to Atlanta or Florida or wherever, anywhere outside of here to be able to play, really.
Yeah.
people just don't accept your style of music, or is it because there's just no venues?
No venues, mostly.
There used to be a couple places in Auburn, but they just all closed down.
There are a couple of venues that you go play covers at.
Cover bands, bluegrass, that kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff.
Mostly,
and I mean, that stuff permeates.
That's what the
Columbus,
like.
Phoenix City, Auburn, that whole within a 50-mile radius, that's about all you'll ever find.
See, we're about 30 minutes outside of Atlanta, so it's either country or rap. That's it.
Oh, there's a whole lot of that too.
So I'm like, come on, guys.
So what are you guys shooting for your next live show, or have y'all even looked?
We actually had one lined up. We were trying to branch further outside of our circle. We had we were working on going to North Carolina and Tennessee, and it's just, I don't know, man, this past year or so has really been screwed up for trying to do anything because
COVID.
You'll have something lined up, and then within a week of the show, you'll have to be informed that it's no longer a go. So it's kind of hard to plan anything at the moment.
Yeah.
That's everywhere, though. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys know you've always got a home here on the pit.
Yeah. let's see. What else do I want to ask about? What else? Okay, so what is your favorite single to perform? What is your y'all's favorite original song to perform?
Mine's Deception.
Same.
It's my favorite.
Same. Why?
I really like the way that it is musically written. It has all of the major aspects of what a metal song should be. And then that end has like that kick-ass in your face chorus me and Josh harmonizing on. And it's just like the whole nine yards. It's awesome. It's got a little bit of spoken word. It's got screaming. It's got singing. It's got solo, double bass.
See, I love metal songs that have melody.
And that's something that he's really good at.
I would follow that up with, on the flip side of that, Motion of Mayhem's pretty badass too, because it's just a whole time is quick to the point, and that's that.
So what has been your biggest challenge as an art, as a band?
We didn't hear the last question.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, the grill man.
What was the last question, baby?
What's been your biggest challenge as an artist, as a band, in general? Other than the COVID of 2020.
Probably, other than the things associated with COVID is with everybody working, it's there, you got the certain time constraints of being able to get everybody to be able to practice consecutively. You have travel issues because, I mean, some of us live hours away, some of us live an hour away. It's different time zone for a couple of us.
Some of us work.
And working.
An hour and a half.
Yeah. The typical things you would run into, just logistics, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get that.
The playing is not a problem. Creativity usually flows pretty well. I mean, everybody has their dead spots from time to time. That's just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you've got a lot of time invested together. Yeah. And I guess second to that would be the challenge of, well, as I stated earlier, having to go outside I mean, having to travel everywhere in order to be able to play.
Yeah. Yeah, I get those. What are you guys looking, where do y'all want to take this band? What are your three goals for the next year?
My personal goal for the next year would be to record some more material, branch outside of our typical play area, and
release a video.
Crappy lyric video, none of that bullshit, like, but an actual produced video.
That'd be cool.
Need one of them soon.
Number one for me would be for it to just still be fun, because that's what the main thing is.
Yeah, it definitely needs to always be fun.
It has to be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah. So, how far are you guys out from Rockmart?
Rockmart?
How far are we?
Okay.
Rockmart, Georgia or Alabama?
Rockmart, Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're, I can throw a rock to you. No pun intended.
But we actually are.
So, what's that, 3 hours?
It's 2.5 to get here.
About two and a half hours.
Not bad.
Yeah, we'd love to do some in-studio interviewing.
Yeah, and we got some killer spots for shooting music videos around here, too. So.
Yep. We have the studio.
Yeah. Yeah,
within
the studio.
Yeah, I'm Bartow County. I'm in
Euharlee. Oh, yeah.
We're neighbors.
We're
going to play a show in your living room, man. How about that?
If you went behind your plate tonight, you'd hardly fucking see it.
It's been nice being with you once again. I'd like to tell you that... to fail.
Yeah, Rockmore all the time, man.
Cool. If you ever
ever in the area, stop by.
Yeah, definitely.
Where you at?
I need a plate.
I'll come by, bring some beer.
I texted some of us.
Nine
minutes ago.
Oh, I need my haircut.
I know.
I need it.
Man, we already set up Megan Hogg to come over to the house and cut ours.
Hey, and anybody you know that is doing music videos, shoot that in the message so I can check it out.
I will. I will do that. I'll hook you guys up with a couple of good contacts I've got.
We've got a photographer friend. I'll ask her if she does video, but she is she does some gorgeous work photography wise. So we'll set you up. We're actually going to interviewed her. We're actually going to interview her man tomorrow. So
yeah, tattoo artist.
Cool. Yeah. So we'll chit chat and see if she's interested in doing some video.
Yeah. Cool. You got another one, babe?
No, I asked all mine.
Okay. I guess we'll wrap this up with the, do you guys have any advice for any up-and-coming bands?
Don't give up and be disheartened when everything don't go how you want it to go, because I promise you, it's not going to always go the way you want it.
Don't take yourselves too seriously.
Yes. No,
definitely don't take yourselves too seriously.
I think more people need to hear that one.
Yeah.
Be open to advice in constructive criticism.
Absolutely.
That's my biggest.
Don't piss off the sound guy.
Don't piss off the sound guy.
Hey, is it just me or I think we've heard that one before?
Yeah.
Tip the sound guy.
That really helped.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've heard that one before.
It works.
Yeah. Yes. Well, guys, appreciate y'all hanging out with us. Are y'all starting your practice tonight, or are y'all already done?
We are. We're about to just kick it off here in a little while.
Cool. Nice. Well, I hope you guys have a good practice. And
is there anything that you want to promote really quick at the end of the show? If you guys want to shout out some of your up and coming projects or performances.
We don't have any up-and-coming performances, but I do want to push the album to anybody who is interested in finding new metal. It is available on all streaming platforms, and if you send a message to the band, we'll probably still get them shipped out to you if you want a hard copy.
And is the album self-named?
It is Bludgeon the Offended.
All right.
Sweet. All right, we'll get that tagged, and we'll get you guys tagged when we drop this.
Right, thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. Yeah, have a good one.
Bye. Bye.
Going high. nation is fucking it all up. Ah!